Just to start out, you know, we started this, the mini camps with more of a training camp environment, a longer practice, but yet a practice format that we'll use during the season, fast periods, moving people in and out. I thought the heat was good for us today. I think it may have surprised us just a little bit. I cut practice a little bit shorter than normal. The guys were working very hard in the last period, and I wanted to make sure they left it all out there, also for their safety. But I think at the end of the day, they get a sense for their conditioning level now as they're going to have a month or to 5 weeks off before we get started. It'll give them an idea where they have to be when we move out of here and into training camp. So that's where we're kind of headed these next 2 days, is continue to create this training camp environment, the speed of practice, and to continue to compete against each other. What you haven't seen is the ebb and flow of the competition that's gone on over the last month, because you haven't been here every day. There's been days where the defense has won. There's been days where the offense has won. Call it a tie today, because the media is here. We'll call it a tie. But at the end of the day, there's a very good cooperative practicing. We're keeping guys healthy and safe. We got a few guys with some dings. But overall, guys are standing up, and we're keeping people off the ground, and that's incredibly important. Yeah, I mean, it's like every decision we make here, and they're always going to be, you know, mindful in good faith and in the best interest of the football team. All we want to do is put a championship football team on the field, and that's the direction. We spent time trying to have a good plan for this as we move forward, and we felt, without a doubt, it was in the best interest of our team and moving us in the right direction to you know, build a team that's going to compete for a championship.
Did you have hurt himself by not being here for the OTAs?
No decision is based on anything other than best decisions of the team. They're mindful. They're in good faith. We're not making decisions based on being belligerent or having animosity. That's not in the best interest of the team. But the best interest is gathering information, having a good plan if you move forward with new players, and I believe we have. You know, we did a lot today. I mean, we had a mid-season game plan out there today. There was a lot of diversity to what we're doing. We think we're headed in the right direction with some of the things that we're doing. You know, we're facing a defense that's a little bit unique, one that we don't face week in and week out other than with a couple of teams. So we're trying to create environments where we can take advantage of what our team does. And we're giving him, putting more on his plate. He's handling it very well. The quarterbacks are, and you know, even without Elshon, you know, having a little tweak today, and Brandon still being somewhat limited, you know, the guys that were in there did a pretty good job of allowing us to do a diverse group of plays in a number of different situations, and I was pleased with that. Well, he's very bright. I think the meetings have gone very smoothly. There's intelligent interchange between himself, Matt, myself, and the other quarterbacks. I love our meeting room. We're getting a lot done quickly. The guys understand the game, and you know, Jay's been in so many different offenses, and recently I'm just totally impressed at how he's handled a little bit new language, a little bit of a new way of looking at things, and there's a lot of different ways to do things, and this is a little bit different, but for him, you know, I think he's handled it extremely well. Well, I think most of the quarterbacks I've been just lucky to work with. I think I'm really lucky to be working with Jay. I mean, he's putting out every day. His work ethic is unparalleled, as good as anybody I've ever been around. His detail in the offense is as good as anybody I've been around. He's doing all the right things. He's working at his craft, and it's not easy when you're starting over one more time. I applaud him. I think the team feels that. He gets in the huddle. He's in control. He knows the plays, and as our other quarterbacks have done as well. So at this stage, you know, as I said, I think he's doing everything he can to get to where he wants to go and we need to be. Well, I said from the beginning that we're starting with Devin. He's going to be in a position to earn a job returning kicks. We expect him to do that, and that's where we're going to start. And we're going to give him the opportunity to be the best returner in the league, and he's got a chance to do that, focused in on that one job.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.